Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Heart Talk. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. As we hear Him speak His words to us, to our heart, He speaks from His heart to our heart because He loves us. They are words that you can put trust in. If the Lord speaks something, there's something you're going to find out. It's not going to change and it's going to always be true. Because the Lord will not deceive His people. He loves us. Whenever God speaks something, everything He say is right. His heart is in it. It's His word. It's life. And when we receive the words of God as life, we can build our life. We have something to build with. Now, Jesus said that when He, the Spirit of truth, is come, when my Father was saying in my name, when He, the Spirit of truth, is come, He will guide you into all truth. The purpose is so that you can build your life and not let it be torn down by your enemy. Satan works in the dark. He gets people by surprise, even when they're not thinking about it. Now, we can judge right and wrong. If you have to sneak and do something, you know you're wrong. If you're sneaking and hiding and doing something, you know it's not right. If you got to hide and be deceitful, it's just not right. This is something to be delivered from. And people have desires all the time, but all desires don't come from God. That's why He put the tree of the knowledge of good and evil in the garden. I used to hate that tree. I wonder, why did God put that tree in the garden? Because at some point in life, you're going to have to master the ability to trust God and not receive what He didn't give. There are so many things that God didn't give us, and they are good for us to leave alone. We need that ability to say no to something that we could definitely desire, because there are so many things that's off limits. And the garden was the place to do it. Before sin prevailed. Before we sinned. And I also used to wonder, why was there a tree of life? And there was no sin in Adam. He was going to live forever anyway. If you're in a living state of being, and you have to learn from glory to glory, we grow from glory to glory. That means that there's more knowledge of life that you can retain, that you can have, that you can receive and then retain. If there was no tree of life there, Adam would have been in that. God would have been suggesting that this is the state you'll be in forever, the first stage of your existence. But God also said, gave him five key instructions to build his life. He said, be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth, subdue it, and have dominion over it. Those five statements, along with the tree of life, suggested that you can build your life and you can become a mature man of God, unable to be destroyed. Unable to be destroyed by sin, unable to be deceived by Satan, capable of doing just like God in all of your ways. But Satan looks for loopholes. He works where you're not looking and paying attention. He filled the church with tares when they went to sleep. You know, don't forget that he sowed tares among the wheat. when the church was asleep. The tares were already there. Everybody that's not a child of God is a tare. People that won't get saved, tares. But the enemy sowed them among the wheat when the church was asleep. He got Adam in the darkness when Adam wasn't watching for his life. His focus changed. If we don't focus on the living Word of God, if we don't focus on Him, if our eyes not single, whatever it is we focus on can become our master. The world is trying to master you and keep you from being the master of your life. Now, the Word of God gives you the ability to master your own life and also the knowledge to look to God, who is your master. If you're looking to Him, you're enabled to master your life on earth because God is your master. God is the one you're looking to. He's the one that you're receiving from. He's the one you trust. And He's going to guide you out of the mess that's here. Now, this was the standard then. It's the standard now. If you're going to overcome the world, your faith overcomes the world. If you're going to really do this, it's because you're going to master, you're going to receive, you're going to look at Jesus, you're going to be looking to Him, doing His words, speaking His words, acting on His words, and you will easily defeat the enemy if you win the war within. Winning the war within, if you can do that, winning the war without is very, 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 very easy. Because Paul said, and he found out about this. That's why he wrote it this way. He said, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. We can even do things we don't know we can do. Because if we're looking to the Lord, He'll give us instructions and we'll trust Him and we'll do it and it'll work. It'll work very easy too. And we'll be able to do all that's in His heart, everything that's in His heart. We'll be able to do it because God loves us and He cares about us. He does. He helps us do all things that we need to do. Sometimes as I minister, and others too, the Lord calls us to say things that's necessary at that moment that we're not trained for. That's what I call speaking the word out of season. You weren't trained to do that, but it happened. In season is when you've been trained and prepared. And, you know, out of season is when you're speaking something you hadn't been trained for. And it may even be an inconvenience. You know, Jesus was about to go and spend time with the Father. He had already done God's work that day. Now He's going to spend time with the Father. Here comes a multitude. He's got to preach out of season again. It can mean that too. But when you speak something and you had no knowledge it was coming, it wasn't from your own heart and mind. That's out of season. God did that for you. He enabled you to say it. He prepared you to say something that's necessary at the right time. At that point, it's up to you to go and ask God questions and learn how that works. I do that all the time. Now, as for our life to be secure in Christ, we're secure in Him. We can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. We have to learn and grow and receive knowledge. And receive what He's saying as truth. And do it. Act on it. Continue to trust in Him. Satan can't do anything with us at that point. He can't conquer us when we do that. We conquer Him only staying in the love of God is key. You have to stay in the love of God to do all this. Without the love of God, none of this will work right. That's why we win. It takes love for our faith to work. It takes the love of God to receive life and go against the grain of this world. And it's also easy. We can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. And now we have to go forward. This is a crucial time. This is no time to fear. See, we can break all satanic attachments by receiving the Word of God. And if you don't want to eat off the tree of the knowledge of good and evil in life all over again, just eat more of the tree of life. In other words, if you can receive more knowledge to conquer, do it. And then the world won't look tasty. The world won't look appetizing anymore. If you have the Word of God, you can see the lousy world for what it is. Everything about it is lousy. You know, lust. Men lust after women. Women lust after men. That's lousy. That's taking life out of context. That's putting yourself subject to something that's going to destroy you. And you can't control it. And you can't contain it. It's a dead appetite. The appetite of lust is like the bottomless pit. It's always hungry and it's always there. I remember when I wondered, how can you conquer this? And I spoke. The Lord taught me some things systematically. I kept asking the Lord questions. This is something that you have to do sometimes. To conquer something that's a big deal to you, you have to learn some things. But I didn't want to betray Jesus, and I didn't want that to be a part of my life. I knew that it was a dead end, just like I just described. I knew that way back in the 80s. And so I cried out to the Lord for help. I asked for understanding. I decided one day I'm going to kill this problem once and for all. But there was nobody to give me a clue that I could. Nobody thought that way. People thought you just had to live with it and try not to sin. I said, no, I'm going to kill this problem. It's not going to be part of my life ever again. I said, now, Lord, I don't know how to do it, but teach me. And I became his student. I was already his child. Now I became a student. Now I became somebody he could train. And I learned some wonderful, valuable lessons. He said, don't fear falling. And that did it. Along with casting down imaginations and casting my cares to God and speaking the word over my life and saying that I hate it. I used to say about faith that I hate the sin of lust and temptation. And I didn't have a problem with pride that I knew about. But I said I hate that too, because that's one that God hates. He hates pride more than he hates lust and greed. So I started saying that I hate the things of the world. And John defined the things of the world system as the lust of the eye, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life. So I just started saying with my mouth that I hate it. And it became easier to do without it and not think of it. And then I spoke that I love the ways of God. I love his people. I love his will. I love his ways. See, you can't lust after a person if you love them. So anybody the enemy would try to tempt me with, I would pray for that person. Sincerely. And I ask the Lord to help me see all women as my sisters. But that's a hard prayer to do. I didn't care how hard it is. God is huge. He can do anything. If you want a situation, ask for it. God can make it happen. If you don't think you can believe him for it, sometimes you don't have a choice. Sometimes you got to believe God for the way out of this. And it'll look impossible at that moment. But guess what? All these prayers were answered. All of them were answered. And a lot of men are struggling for nothing. I didn't want to live the rest of my life struggling with thoughts that I didn't like, that were coming. They were fiery darts coming from the enemy's bow. And I didn't like it. And though I didn't know what to do about it and how to deal with it, I asked. Because God is greater than my enemy. And he made me greater than my enemy. I don't have to live with his foot on my neck. I wanted to live with my foot on his neck. He's supposed to be under my foot. And that's where I determined for him to be. I found out that Satan is weaker than a piss ant. And I said it that way so you'll never forget it. He wants to be greater than he really is in your eyes. He's lying. He's not. He was stripped of all of his power, and you were given power over him and not under him. Now, as we go forward doing the will of God, we learn things we couldn't learn any other way. And just like I learned those things, there's so much more we can be learning and doing. You win the war within, you'll definitely win the war without. The war without is easy. And you can't win the war without unless you win the war within. Because James said, be subject to God. Submit to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. There's three things that will definitely happen if you submit your life to God. Then resist the devil. Then he'll flee from you, in that order. You can't resist the devil if you're not submitted to God. He'll play games. He'll act like he ran from you, and he really didn't. He'll play games with you, and you don't even realize it. Now, as we go forward doing the will of God, keeping the logic of love in our life alive in us, things are different and better. And you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. You can unlock what was locked against you by Satan. You can do great things for God. You can determine to do his will. You can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Can win, and you can destroy losses. I'm out of time, but the Lord is not here. Continue to mightily move in and throughout your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus Christ is our Savior, Lord, and King.